50 years, WHJE Radio has been your local source for Greyhound football. Join John Perkins and Jesse Smith for the 2013 football season as they bring expert analysis straight to your dial. 91.3 WHJE Carmel.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. If you're just joining us, my name is John Perkins, the color analyst beside the play-by-play announcer, my very good friend Jesse Smith. It's been quite a game so far. Warren Central has a one-point lead on the Greyhounds, 7-6. We're just starting the fourth quarter here. Now, folks, if you're just tuning in with us, we had a somewhat controversial call on the field, but the referees, they do their job for a reason. They've done a very good job tonight. But again, causing some disdain from the Carmel sideline and some joy from the Warren Central sideline as Austin Roberts returns his second kickoff return for a touchdown this season, only to get called back by a personal foul call on the return on a Greyhound, which then pretty much vetoes that kick return. And so we begin to beg the question, Jesse. Warren and Carmel know their fair share of controversial calls, and it seems that Carmel is mainly on the receiving end of those controversial calls. And you begin to ask yourself, a big play like this, which increases the score now with the kick of Adam Kramer to 13-7 and puts Warren Central in a hole, you begin to wonder if this is deja vu. Well, folks, don't quit yet. This is the start of just the fourth quarter, 12 minutes to play.
12 minutes to decide the champion of the 6A state championship. The first carry by Isaac James will be taken for about a yard off of the left side of the field. About a second and eight officially at the 30-yard line. So they're getting a touchdown. They will start the drive at the 28-yard line. And Isaac James comes back out, try to direct this offense. Looks to be about a three-wide shotgun set for Isaac James. Shakir Pascal remains in the backfield. They are lined up off of that left hash, and two receivers are out to his right. 11:24 and counting in the ballgame, trailing by one. James drops back, fires one over towards the left side, and finds Thomas Baldwin. Penalty flags fly everywhere at the 36-yard line right, where Baldwin was brought down.
Looks like Jason Baldridge actually on the reception. A little bit of confusion from up here in the booth. Again, the flag, but Baldridge just really made a name for himself later on in this season. Done a nice job, again, talking about the pen game as well.
Will be a hit to the helmet against Warren Central, the third personal foul penalty on them. So that will give the Carmel Greyhounds plenty of field position. Tack on a few more there. Would have been about a 3rd and 5 coming up, but instead the automatic first down will put them right at midfield.
And I do not see a hit to the helmet there, but maybe a little bit of competence for the Greyhounds in that last call.
Pascal receives the handoff up the middle, brought down at about the 45-yard line, 2nd and 5 on the way. They are in Warrior territory now. Clock continuing to tick away in this ballgame, 10:56 and counting. The Warren Central Warriors get their first lead of the night, 7-6. Carmel Greyhounds have not had any trouble getting into the red zone. It's been what's been going on once they get to the red zone as the calls for concern. The fake handoff to Roberts up the middle. Here comes Pascal. Pascal with the hurdle spins around, and he will be brought down at the 36-yard line. Gain of about 10 yards there from Shakir Pascal. He's having himself quite the evening. Shakir Pascal with 10:35 remaining in the ballgame now is 110 yards. Pascal going over the century mark and the millennium mark for the season. Three-wide shotgun set. They put Roberts in motion. Triple option time. Roberts won't receive the handoff. It's a fake. And James tries to head upfield. And they've been putting one or two spies on Isaac James throughout this entire game, and it's been quite effective. James neutralized after 3 yards. About 2nd and 7 on the way from the Warren Central 33-yard line. Off of that right hash, we're approaching 10 minutes and counting remaining in the football season. Isaac James averaging about 2 yards a carry this evening, 13 rushes for 27 yards. He comes back out, three wide shotgun set, two receivers out to his left from the middle of the field, takes the snap, looking to pass, under pressure now, tries to race upfield, but he's going to be brought down for the sack. Isaac James will be sacked for the third time this evening. This time, the first time actually being from the passing situation. We have a third and long for the Cromwell Greyhounds. Third down and 11. Need to get about 8 yards to get into range of kicker Adam Kramer.
Credit the down lineman there, Darian Howard, again coming in here, done a nice job. He's got 6 sacks on the season, and that will take him up to 7.
4-wide shotgun set for James. 3 receivers out to his left. James tries, fakes the screen, heads upfield, leveled at the 38. And he's not able to gain any sort of yardage right there. 4th down and 10 coming up for the Cromwell Greyhounds at the Warren Central 36-yard line.
Remind me if you have heard this name before. 77, Cameron Thomas, defensive lineman. He's done a fantastic job tonight of really stepping up. Again, that down lineman, that entire line first off. Again, Darian Howard, Max Hernandez, Cameron Thomas have all come up. They've done a much better job of stopping this run in the second half. And now a big time 4th down here. And you're looking for Adam Kramer to pin Warren back deep.
Defense has been on point all night. Only given up 7 points off a drive that started at the 18-yard line of Carmel. This one, a high spiraling punt going back deep into territory, trying to down this one. Do they keep it in bounds? The pylon is down, and they're going to call that one a touchback. So not able to keep that one in play as Landon Sinis, as the pylon goes to the ground. And the Warren Central Warriors will start at the 20-yard line. Doing everything he can, just can't quite get the hand on it. Ball hits the pylon. Knocks it over. That will be the touchback. So modest field position for the Warriors to start with. Had 80 yards and 8 minutes and 17 seconds separating them from the state championship.
Good call there by the referee. We've seen a few calls that have been a little controversial, and something to bring up here is this Jumbotron, where you're able to see the instant replay. Something both of these sides of the ball haven't been able to see. That's why you hear this crowd noise and why these fans get so into it. Again, it just makes the life of a referee so much harder. They're doing the best they can in a split second to make a decision, and then that decision is put on the screen for everybody to see. Again, we really, really appreciate the men who make this game run smoothly.
George looking to pass under pressure, steps up in the pocket, now running with it, going to be brought down by the linebacking core. Sam Story coming up with the tackle after about a gain of 4 yards from Jeffrey George. We're going to have a penalty flag at the end of the play. Run at about the 29-yard line. Let's see what this one will be called. Again, 8:04 remaining in the ballgame. Warren Central has the 7-6 lead as the officials will discuss this one.
Warren Central here looked like they wanted a head-on hit here. Personal foul.
We'll bring up a 2nd down. 8:04 remaining in the ballgame. Looks like that won't tack any penalty yards here. So no foul against the Cromwell Greyhounds. 2nd down and 6 on the way from their own 24-yard line. Warren Central will have the clock running with 8 minutes to go. George will come back out. 4 wide. Receiver set for him. Looks to go under center. Single back, 1 back down in the backfield. Off the left hash, he takes the snap, fakes the handoff under pressure, immediately brought down behind the line of scrimmage. And that will be a sack for Vic Rowe. Able to bring him down for a loss of about 7 yards, and Vic Rowe coming up huge in what will be his last high school game. 3rd down and 12. That's something else we have to keep in mind. This is the last quarter, no matter what, for all these seniors who are out here on the football field. From their own 18-yard line. This is a huge 3rd down for the Cromwell defense. Been doing a great job all season with their 3rd down defense. Need a crackdown now. If you have to put 2 guys on Gegner, might want to do so. George looking deep down the field, down over the middle. That one is going to be somehow caught as that ball was thrown behind him. And that is Jalen Coe, the tailback, coming up with an unbelievable reception. And he'll be brought down at the 42-yard line. What a catch there by the tailback. 24 yards to the 42-yard line. That puts George over 100 yards in the game. He has 119 and a touchdown. Clock continuing to run here. 6:49 and counting remaining in the ballgame. Warren Central with the 1-point lead from the flex bone set. George goes back under center. One wide out to his right. George fakes the handoff, rolls out to his right, looking to pass over towards that right sideline. Finds his man, Darius Lee. And he goes out of bounds at the 45-yard line of the Carmel Greyhounds. And here come the Warriors. 6:33 remaining in the game. First down and 10, now in Greyhound territory. Beautiful pass over towards that sideline. Carmel Greyhounds look over at that replay screen. They thought he might have been out of bounds. Awfully close. Only have to get 1 foot in high school.
He did get that foot in there at the very end. That's why Darius Lee is so good. Able to drag the first. Got a little bit of that turf. And when you see that black turf dust come up off the ground, that's a fair catch right there.
Handoff to Adrian Smith up the middle. Met by the front seven of the Carmel Greyhounds. No forward progress. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. And the clock continuing to tick away here. 6:20 and counting remaining in the ballgame. Second down and 10 on the way.
And this is where it's so important for that coverage team. And I'm going to even single out Jack Conway here to get a big stop. He's been a guy who, when these offenses the Greyhounds have faced begin to start driving, the defense looks like they're reeling. He's able to jump around and come up with a big-time interception. I keep my eye on him. Watch Jack Conway here and even Alex Akins, and as they begin to kind of cheat on these receivers a little bit.
One wide, flexbone set with the receiver out to his left. We have penalty flags flying from all directions. It's another case of who moved first. Will be a false start. That's a big penalty for the Carmel Greyhounds defense. Give them an extra 5 yards to work with. So will be a second down and 15. That moves the Warriors back in their own territory at the 49-yard line. 5:52 and counting. The clock will start now. So 5:48 now and counting. For the Warren Central Warriors, who have possession of the football. Something to note, Warren Central has two timeouts. Carmel has all three. Second down and 15. George will spread the field this time. Four wide shotgun set, trips out to his left off the right hash. The 49-yard line takes the snap. Carmel rushes forward, looking deep over. Slips through the hands of Darius Lee. What should have been decent gain there of about 7-8 yards. Darius Lee not able to come up with a laser beam from Jeff George. That brings up third and very long for the Warriors offense.
Pass a little overthrown there. Mind you, Zach Woods was beat. Woods has struggled these past few games. He's been in the right place at the right time on big plays, but on the little stuff, the short yardage passes, he really has struggled defensively.
Look out for Gegner. It is third and 15 from the Warren Central 49. Four wide shotgun set. They bunch up this time. Rolls out to his left. Fires one over the middle. That one's going to be tipped away by the Carmel Greyhounds secondary. And a great stop there. Landon Sinis able to get it away from the receivers. Not going for the interception. Just making sure the Carmel Greyhounds can bring up the fourth down.
What a stop there by that Greyhound defense. They do such a nice job of becoming a truly stone wall there. Landon Sinis, the junior, has really stepped up in these past few games, seeing a lot more time on the field than earlier. And that really has been a testament, really a pattern that we've seen. A lot of young guys have gotten some time later in the postseason.
Drew Sammeyer punts this one away. This one a little shorter over towards that sideline, not kicking it anywhere in the area of a return man for Carmel. But Baldwin will take this one up at the very end and will be spotted out at the 18-yard line. 5:13 remaining in the ballgame, and the Carmel Greyhounds will start at their own 18-yard line. We'll return. You're listening to WHA, the only voice of the Carmel Greyhounds.
For 50 years, WHJE Radio has been your local source for Greyhound football. Join John Perkins and Jesse Smith for the 2013 football season as they bring expert analysis straight to your dial. 91.3 WHJE Carmel.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. My name is John Perkins alongside my esteemed colleague Jesse Smith. It's been quite a game so far. Warren Central leads the Greyhounds 7-0, 5:13 left in the ballgame, folks. And again, now we see a big-time defensive stand from the Greyhounds, which has forced, again, a three and out. Greyhounds have the ball, and they will start at the 18-yard line after a short return by Thomas Baldwin. And during the break, Jesse, you looked at me and you said, we stand. And folks, we stand. There's 5:13 left in this ballgame. Not only is it our last broadcast, but for both of these teams and both of the seniors on this team, it is their last game. 5 minutes left. You're going through your head as a senior. This is your last ball game. Who wants it more? And that's what we're going to find out here. A very tight ball game. Carmel's got it. They can really make some things happen. Or you can see this defense of the Warriors step up big and make another stop.
See what Coach Wright has cooked up for this drive that will start at their own 18-yard line. A lot of field to work with, three timeouts. Another thing working in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. With each first down, the clock will stop until the ball is set per high school rules. Isaac James comes back out as the quarterback of this football team. Three wide, shotgun set with Pascal in the backfield. Off the left hash, James takes the snap, handoff up the middle, trying to go to Pascal. Pascal with a minimal gain, possibly getting to the 20-yard line. Second down and eight on the way for the Greyhounds. So not going overly aggressive here on this first play are the Carmel Greyhounds. James looks over towards that sideline for some additional signaling. 4:51 and counting in the ball game. Line up off the middle of the field. At the 20-yard line, Isaac James comes back out. Same three-wide shotgun set. Roberts moves in motion. Triple option time. They go to Pascal up the middle again. Pascal can't find any room. He'll be brought down off the line of scrimmage right at the 20-yard line. Third down and eight on the way. 4:30 and counting remaining in the ball game for the Carmel Greyhounds. Very important third down coming up for the Greyhounds football team as James looks over towards the sideline. 19 seconds remaining on the play clock. We're going to get a quick substitution. Another receiver comes out on the field. That is Baldwin. And Baldwin will line up over towards that right side. Excuse me, that is Pearson. Pearson comes in. Four wide shotgun set for Isaac James. They split the difference on the receivers. Third down and eight. James takes the snap. Fakes the run. In a lot of trouble. Under pressure in the backfield. Will be not wrestled down. Still on his feet. Isaac James running with some open field at the 30-yard line. James heading down the left sideline when we push out of bounds at the Carmel 38.
And I am reminded of Eli Manning back in the Super Bowl with the Patriots. For sure looked like he was going to be sacked, but stood up and threw an incredible pass. And that's what Eli Manning is so good at doing. Isaac James is so good at running. Looks like he's going down, able to keep that knee off the ground. And I don't know how he did it, but able to create some space and get the first down. If that isn't improvising, then I don't know what is.
Unbelievable blocking downfield by the Carmel Greyhounds. Officials are going to talk this one over a little bit. Possibly some equipment malfunctions down there on the field for Warren Central. But Isaac James, if that's not determination, I don't know what is. Refusing to go down to the ground. Three-wide shotgun set for him. First down and 10 from their own 37. Isaac James with 3:47 remaining in the ballgame. Hands it off to Pascal up the middle, who gets back to the line of scrimmage. The front seven of Warren Central has been locked down here in the second half. Second down and 10 on the way for the Hounds.
Big-time tackle there. Darian Howard, we keep calling his name, and he just keeps playing very, very well. Again, doing a nice job of really stopping the run. Again, even getting on the likes of number 77, Cameron Thomas, the defensive lineman. Really making it hard for Isaac James, and he's beginning to struggle.
Three-wide shotgun set, two out to his right. James is passing this time. Looking deep over the middle. That one's intercepted by Warren Central. He's taking this one back at the 35, at the 25. He's going to be pushed out of bounds by Kelty Williams. Intercepts Isaac James with 3:07 remaining in the ballgame. And Warren Central will be put into the red zone of the Carmel Greyhounds. Read that one all the way. Looking back for Austin Roberts. Triple covered there. Trying to force the ball in. And a great return lines him up at the Carmel 18-yard line. 7-6. Warren Central has the lead. 3 minutes away from the state championship. The Carmel Greyhounds defense needs to get a stop here. Regardless of the result of this drive, still a one-possession game. The Carmel Greyhounds can go for two in the event of a touchdown. Carmel with all three timeouts remaining. We're going to get a timeout from Warren Central here. Calm down the jitters of everybody on the Warriors offense.
And I don't like the idea of a timeout here. I think you've got all the momentum on your side of the ball. You've got a shot downfield if you'd like to take it. Really, the person who needs to be thinking timeout in this position is Carmel. You got to be bringing your defense in and saying, guys, it's not over yet. Think about all the times you've been able to stop something. When you're backed up to your own end zone, this defense is a stone wall. Say it once, And I'll say it again. They're so good at creating plays when there really doesn't seem to be any hope left. Jesse, you did have a good point. This is still a one-possession ball game. The only way it's two is if Warren elects to go for two. And in that position, we all know they're not going to do that. You want to kick the field goal and get your solid points there. Regardless, begin to ask the question, is this John Lampe time? Are you going to bring your senior back on the field? And that's a question we all have to ask ourselves. He did it last meeting between these two teams, week seven. Brought him back. Can Lampe do it again? And can he do it with only one shot, one throw, this entire ballgame? Is he cold, or can he do it? That's the question.
Not only has he only had one pass this ballgame, he didn't touch the field at all in that last game against Penn. No pass attempts for him. 3:06 remaining in the ballgame. And for a Cromwell team that is really, their defense has lived off of turnovers, could really use one right now. 7-6 remains your score. Warren Central has the one-point lead. Cromwell Greyhounds again have all three timeouts. They will be lined up at the Cromwell 18-yard line. And what a tale of two different halves. First half dominated by Cromwell. Second half dominated by Warren Central. The scoreboard shows that narrow margin right now. Two field goals by Adam Kramer of 22 and 38 yards, and a touchdown pass from Jeffrey George to Zach Gigner in the back of the end zone is the only difference maker. George goes under center, split backs in the backfield with a receiver out to his right. That is Darius Lee. From the Cromwell 18, George takes the snap, the handoff over towards that right side. He's not going anywhere, brought down behind the line of scrimmage. A loss of 4 yards. Wade Murdoch and company able to bring him down with 2:56 remaining in the ballgame.
It's the defense you got to play right there. Doing a nice job, linebackers. Wade Murdoch stepping up there. Again, Murdoch playing that right outside linebacker, but able to make it all the way to the left side of the field and make a play in the backfield. Keep doing that. Keep chipping away at this field position. You can put Warren back at the 35-yard line with a sack here and even another stop in the backfield.
That was Cliff Thomas on the carry. Four wide shotgun set. Cromwell not using a timeout right now. 2:26 and counting remaining in the ballgame. George waits till the last second to take the snap. Looking left, trying to find his man. That one's almost intercepted by Landon Sinis in the area right there. Ryan Sondles getting the hands on it. Not able to come up with the interception, but nonetheless, that stops the clock at 2:20. They save a timeout. Third down and 14.
And if we're talking perfection here from the Cromwell defense, there should be 6 interceptions this game. I know it's tough for a linebacker to make that kind of a catch, but you have to at this stage in the ballgame. 2:20 left in the fourth. You need to get your offense back on the field. You need to give them as much time as possible.
George comes back out. Four wide shotgun set with Mason in the backfield. Lined up off that right hash at the 22-yard line. They put a man in motion. This one will be a carry. Sweep run over towards that left side. Brought down at the 22. So the Cromwell Greyhounds make the stop. Trying to go for the quick timeout. Let's see if they do. They do with 2:12 remaining in the ballgame. The defense does their job once again. Fourth down and 13. A big field goal attempt coming up for Max Hernandez. So that's the first timeout for the Cromwell Greyhounds. We'll be right back with this exciting conclusion of a 6A state championship here on WHJE Sports.
The Cromwell Greyhounds are back in action, and so is the WHJE sports team. But this year is better than ever. John Perkins and Jesse Smith bring you the same expertise with a new sense of style. We're taking this football season to the edge.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have 2:15. They gave the Cromwell Greyhounds 3 seconds back there for that timeout. That's an extra play right there, John. 2:15 remaining in the ballgame. A big field goal attempt coming up from the Warren Central kicker, Max Hernandez, in a 7-6 ballgame.
And if there's any guy that can do it, it is Max Hernandez. But something you got to keep in mind, Hernandez has a long of 51. But here's the problem. He's only 13 for 20 this season. And so you run the risk here. He's not a guy who's very consistent. And again, the ball is lined up on the left hash mark. So he's not straight down the middle. He's going to have to be able to kick that ball a little bit to the right. And his aim has to be perfect.
Regardless, the Cromwell Greyhounds look to get the ball back with about 2 minutes remaining and 2 timeouts. We'll see what the score will be here. This one, a 38-yard attempt for Hernandez. It's blocked. It's up in the air. It's on the ground. The Cromwell Greyhounds can return. Let's see how far they can bring it back. He'll be brought down at the 12-yard line, but Hernandez is blocked. And that means if they can get in the range for Adam Kramer, This one could be coming down to a field goal.
And Riley Smith was able to recover that. We're looking here, seeing who was able to get that hand on it. And it looks like
Joey Scott, the senior, comes up with it.
And what a testament to true redemption right there. Joey Scott starts off the season with 6 drops as a tight end. They move him to the defensive side of the ball. He does an incredible job on that line, playing defensive end, and now coming up with one of the biggest plays, debatably, this season and even in Carmel history. Right here, folks, this could be it.
And John Lampe's on the field. 4-wide shotgun set for the passing senior. Has to get out of trouble. He's going to be brought down behind the line of scrimmage. At the 9-yard line, Lampe will be sacked.
If I'm the Greyhounds right here, I am running Isaac James back onto the field, and here is why. John Lampe is not a mobile quarterback. You cannot afford to give up any more yards when you are backed up to your end zone. He's going to stay out here now, but he needs a quick shot at redemption.
Clock ticking away. Minute 43 and counting. Lampe drops back to pass, looking deep down the left side of the field. That one's incomplete. Just like that, it is 3rd and 14. Obvious 4-down territory for the Carmel Greyhounds. Need to get some yardage somewhere. They have 2 timeouts, and they're at their own 9-yard line. Have a lot of field to work with.
And obviously, everybody will be targeting number 88, Austin Roberts. He's been Lampy's go-to guy on these 3rd and longs, on 4th and long here. Like you said, Jesse, 4-down territory. And if you're giving up the 4th down here, you're really not having another chance.
4-wide shotgun sets. What the difference on the receivers. No pressure coming from Lampe. Now he's going to be leveled by Hernandez, close to the goal line. 4 progress will give him to the 2. And that's going to bring up the last chance for the Carmel Greyhounds with a minute 25 remaining in the ballgame. Timeout from Carmel. That is their 2nd. They have 1 remaining at the 2-yard line. 4th down and 21. And John, you mentioned it before. This game has been a lot of deja vu, but you go back to week 7, flashback to there, 4th and 17. Do you think the Carmel Greyhounds have any more comeback magic left?
I think they've got 1% chance of completing it, and it's not going to be to Austin Roberts. Again, Warren has had 2 warnings. They've had 2 shots to be able to stop Austin Roberts and failed. It's not going to happen again, and I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you need to find a guy like Jason Baldridge, who they're not going to be keying in on. I mean, heck, even run a screen. It sounds like suicide, but in this position, you have to outthink your opponent. Warren is going to be keying in on Austin Roberts. Double team him, triple team him if you have to, but do not allow Austin Roberts to get any open space, even down the middle. If there's anything we've seen, John Lampe's done a nice job of overthrowing his receivers tonight, and it's pretty hard to overthrow Austin Roberts. So in this position, if you're John Lampe and you've got Austin Roberts, throw it up. Let him come down with it. It's a big play right here, Jesse. This could be one that we talk about for the next few years. But either way, you're going to test John Lampe's strength, and you're going to test his poise as he stands in his own end zone when he receives this.
Minute 28 remaining, 4th down and 21. They need to get to the 28-yard line. 4-wide shotgun set, trips out to the right. Lampe drops back, fires one deep down the right side of the field. It's up in the air, incomplete. And that'll be a turnover on downs on the Carmel 2-yard line.
If you are Warren Central here, you are punching that ball into the end zone. You are taking your 7 points, you are kicking the field goal, and you are walking out of Lucas Oil Stadium, the 6A state champion. Tough game here, a minute 23. But if I'm Warren, I am not taking a knee here. There are too many risks. If that ball gets jarred loose, it's a tough situation here, Jesse. You got to think about it. Are you going to take the knee? Or are you going to try to punch it in and get those 7 points? You're on the 2-yard line.
Well, if you do that, you leave Carmel in the ballgame, let their offense touch the field once again. Still a 1-possession game, even if you are able to get those 7 points. So, I don't know. I think I'm definitely trying to go for the kneel here with Jeff George on the 2-yard line. 1st and goal at the 2-yard line, a turnover on downs.
That's a good point, Jesse. I retract that. I didn't even think that through. Thank you. That's a very, very good point. I don't know if I would give John Lampe the ball back and give him a 2nd shot.
Delay of game will bring up a 5-yard penalty, so obviously Warren Central with no concern of the offense right now. They're going to come out, probably take their knees, and come out of here with the state championship. 1st down and goal from the 7-yard line with a minute 23 left in the ball game. George comes out with a split backs formation. takes the snap, dives forward, gives himself up. Clock will stop with 1:20 remaining in the game. Timeout, the last one from the Carmel Greyhounds. We saw how valuable that one timeout was on that last drive. This one looks to be all but over. Little glimmer of hope slowly fading away for the Carmel Greyhounds, who trail by 1 point. 7-6 is the score. 1:20 remaining. Carmel Greyhounds are out of timeouts.
Again, probably the longest walk that these seniors will take as they will line up to face Warren Central. And obviously Jeff George in the victory formation, Jesse. Bringing up a very good point here, playing it safe, not allowing John Lampe to get back on the field, or Isaac James for that matter. Both of them do a fantastic job, and I don't think that takes away really the play from both sides of the ball. You look, each team had their fair share of some controversial penalties. Each team had their fair share of some great plays, some fair share of some not so great plays. But at the end of the day, Jesse, we talk about it. Really, it's the team that scores that touchdown that's able to come out here and put the ball in the end zone. And it sounds so simple, but sometimes the simplest things are very, very important. And cliches are cliches for a reason.
So George comes back out. Exit will be, looks like, Darius Lee lining up as the quarterback in the shotgun set. He's looking to pass this time, now running around in the backfield. He's going to be leveled. That's a dangerous play right there. He gets hit hard enough, he could be losing the football. The clock will continue to run here with 1:07 remaining. Lee a little shaken up for taking the big hit, brought down at about the 20-yard line. So now the ball will be set. 55 seconds and counting. 17 seconds remaining on the play clock for this third down and 18. Not wasting as much time as they possibly can. Jeffrey George and the Warren Central Warriors, they're going to let this one run out. See if they call the timeout or just go with the delay of game here. 32 seconds remaining in the ball game. Will be delay of game against the Warren Central Warriors. Really looks like there's no possible way the Carmel Greyhounds come away with possession of the football. One last chance to try to go for a turnover here. 32 seconds remaining in the ball game. Third down and goal from the 23.
You begin to wonder there, Jesse, do you take the knee here? Or are we going to see Warren try to run a play?
We'll see as George comes out onto the field. We're going to get a timeout from the Warriors, realizing they had 3 seconds to call the play. As their third and final timeout, kind of delaying the inevitable on this last play.
Jesse, here's the deal. If you take the knee, you might still leave 3 seconds left for the Greyhounds, and you've got a 99% chance of a Hail Mary failing. But we've seen crazier things happen. Take, it, for example, the Cincinnati Bengals game, where it was one on that tip to the receiver, ran it in for the touchdown. Crazier things have happened in football. It's a state championship. This is a big timeout here and a big decision for Warren Central. Are you going to run a play and risk a fumble or an interception and give the Greyhounds 30 seconds to work with? 29, 25. Anything is better than two.
Definitely probably going more conservative rather than aggressive here. Student section for Warren Central getting ready for a little bit of celebration here. Carmel Faithful still remaining in the stands for the most part. 7-6 Warren Central has the lead over the Carmel Greyhounds with 32 seconds remaining. Looks like George will come out in almost a shotgun type set. Interesting considering the situation. George will take the snap, runs around for a little bit, now we'll dive forward. Penalty flags fly. This could come into play a little bit here. Let's see what they call this one on. 26 seconds remaining in the ball game. Everyone holding their breath for a couple seconds here. Flag thrown at about the 21-yard line of the Carmel Greyhounds. Illegal shift against Warren Central. That will be third down once again, so Warren Central is going to have to do that one more time before the end of this ballgame. Anything can happen. Center quarterback exchange, obviously never a guarantee in high school football. But it looks like the Warren Central Warriors are going to come out on top. George comes back. Victory formation now for the Warriors. With 26 seconds remaining and on third down. He takes the knee, and that will be the final blow for the Carmel Greyhounds this season. The Warren Central Warriors are 6A state champions with a 7-6 victory over the Carmel Greyhounds. John, your thoughts?
Well, you see Jeff George coming off, obviously celebrating. And it's important to note that you look at this Carmel team, and I want to choose my words very carefully here. Congratulations, obviously, to Warren Central. But you also have to take into consideration that John Lampe staying at Carmel his entire 4 years. And Jeff George, you know, it is what it is. And going in is following his dad's footsteps here at Warren, and they're going to walk away. He's going to walk away a champion. And so you have to hold your heads high, both sides, walk away. And I know these players don't want to hear that they're both state champions, but even Coach Wright said it best, you know, it really doesn't matter who wins this ballgame. They're all state champions. The way they've come together, and I think that it was just a battle of the best. And I think the best came out on top. So congratulations to Warren Central. Carmel holds their head high. And, of course, then these closing ceremonies for both teams. Again, I know Carmel doesn't want to come back with that state runner-up, but it is what it is, folks. That is it. That's the final score, 7-6 in favor of Warren Central. Our last game, sentimental for both of us as we move on to the next level. And we do really, really, truly appreciate all of you. We thank you very much, first off, for giving us this opportunity to broadcast and to follow our dreams. And I know as Jesse moves on to Butler and I move on to Ball State and we pursue careers, we want to thank you very, very much. And I'll hand it off to you, Jesse, and you can take us home.
Just want to say thank you. It's been an honor. Thank you to everybody here involved with Carmel football, and thank you the most at home, you folks at home, for tuning in to WHJE Radio throughout this entire season. Be sure to check us out throughout the entire winter season. John will have the girls' varsity basketball. I will have the boys' varsity basketball play-by-plays. Again, your final score, 7-6, Warren Central wins.
And so, folks, for all of us here at WHJE, thank you to Cam Elliott in the studio for making this happen, to Brian Spielbeller, to the entire Greyhound Media Network, and, of course, to Carmel High School. And to you, we thank all of you. For Jesse Smith, I'm John Perkins. This has been a WHJE production of Varsity Football, the state championship. Warren walks away the champions. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds.